hello and welcome back to this episode of Fraser 365. My name is Chris Montgomery, senior pastor of Fraser Church in Montgomery, Alabama. And we are taking some time this month to talk about the topic of gratitude. And today I have another guest with me to discuss this topic, and that is Jared Dormany is here with us. Thank you for being here, Jared.
Thank you for having me, Pastor Chris.
Why don't you tell everybody, because you wear a lot of hats around here, so tell everybody what your title is and what is it that you actually do?
Well, this is going to take up one full episode right here just to say my title. It's Executive Minister of Creative Arts and Staff Development. Mm. So what that means is I still provide vision and leadership to all of our worship ministry, our communications, our media and production, outside events. That I provide oversight and vision to that. Mm-hmm. And then a big part of what I do is staff development. So one of the things that has bubbled up as a passion of mine over the last really quite some time, but probably the last 4 years specifically, has just been developing other leaders and pouring into young people. Mm-hmm. And we have an incredible opportunity to do that here through all of the different ministries, but we have some really incredible young people on our staff. And so this gives me the opportunity, the position really to be able to speak into those roles and into those young persons' lives and to really see God help them take their next steps, not just in their faith, but in their leadership abilities. So that's a large part of what I spend my time doing.
Wonderful. Wonderful. So young people, not old people.
I mean, yeah, those two.
I mean, everybody needs to develop and grow in some way.
Yeah, yes. And I mean, I have a lot of conversations with all of our staff, and we have, you know, across all ages and generations, we have a lot of really incredible people, and so I get to come alongside everyone on mm-hmm. our staff, not just the young people, but everyone mm-hmm. on our staff, to learn a little bit more about them, about the roles in which they work in, the things that they're passionate about, mm-hmm. And help them grow in all of those areas. So it's a really unique opportunity.
Yeah, but it is exciting what God is doing with young people.
That is true. That is true.
It is so exciting to just see it happen right before us.
Correct. We've got some that I believe are going to be world changers, already are,
yeah.
And the Lord's already doing some incredible things in and through their ministries, and it's exciting to get to sit in the seat that I sit in and watch it firsthand.
Mm, absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, I was just joking.
Yeah.
I'm old now.
I am too, 41.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're older than me.
I'll be 42 3 days.
In three days?
4 days, yeah.
Yes. From now. That's right. So, happy early birthday.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
You're welcome. Well, we've been talking about gratitude, and people have given some things that are similar on this topic, also a little bit different perspectives. One of the things that we've reminded ourselves of in each of these conversations is that gratitude actually has some extremely big connections to both our mental health and even our physical health. And studies have looked at this in depth. But at the same time, we've acknowledged that gratitude is one of those things that it's kind of like people go, yeah, gratitude. It's, you know, November. You're supposed to talk about that.
Yeah, for sure.
But it's actually very important.
Uh-huh.
Very important. And it's not just this kind of false sense of just making everything okay. It's something that the Lord gives. It's a gift from God. But it's something that really comes from a deeper place of embodying Christ.
That's right.
And that kind of gratitude is what God says is His will for us. To live in that place. And we get that from 1 Thessalonians 5, that verse that says, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. Like, this is actually a part of God's will.
Yep.
And it's something that we need to not only expect to happen as maybe fruit of the Spirit in our life, but also pursue.
Yep.
And even make it a discipline.
Exactly. That's exactly what I was going to say.
Yeah. So, let me ask you this question. From your perspective and all that you get to do both here and life, why do you think it's important for people to focus on gratitude? And I say that in the context of if you're sitting there talking with someone who just life is hard, or they just have a negative outlook on life, you know, the sky falls every day for them, you know, why, what would you tell them that, listen, this is why something like gratitude is important in your life?
Yeah, well, you gave me a chance to speak at our staff retreat and do a devotional the other morning. Mm-hmm. And part of what I talked about is what we fix our eyes on is what we will begin to see more and more. Mm-hmm. And it's the idea of the principle for me is it's the discipline of remembering. The things that you remember that you constantly fix your eyes on and set your mind to will be the things that you begin to see more and more around you. Mm-hmm.
Again, thank you so much for listening to this Fraser 365 episode today. Please come back tomorrow and we'll continue the conversation.